Welcome to July 13th, 2015 TeamSpeak for OpenHP. My name's Dave, KV0S, and this week I've been doing a little bit of programming on OpenHP SDR Programmer and trying to remember things that I haven't looked at for a while. So it's taken a bit of time to reorganize myself, but I'm getting there, and one of the tasks I've been... So let's go down the list. Next on the list, we have Dave, KD0. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello. I've just been plugging away on mostly the same things and keeping track of this and the Tangerine SDR project, such developments as there are. Nothing very profound, but just wanted to check in and see what was going on here. I guess that's about all.
Very good. And next on the list, we have Greg ZL3X, shown muted. And then we have Henry PA0HJA, recording. And then we have Mike AAAK, shown recording, and Mike muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak session to teamspeakarchive.openhpsdr.org, which seems to have had some problems, Lee. So, ask Bill to take a look at it. Next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
Excuse me. Oh, God. Hey, y'all. yeah, I haven't been here yet, Dave. I'll go website. I'm hoping it's just somebody turned off directory listing or something. Don't quite know what happened out there, but I'll try and take a look at that. I saw your note last night, but it was way too late to go play with it. And haven't done anything useful radio-wise, totally swamped with work, but no, it's a better than the alternative. So I'll turn it back to you.
Well, hopefully, I think it's just a DNS issue is what it looked like. Just thought I'd let you know. Next on the list, we have Bob VGKM, shown recording in a way. And that brings us to the end of the list, so we're open for general discussion.
I sort of doubt it's a DNS issue because it's actually getting to the site, and I don't believe there's IPIC entry for that. I think all of OpenHPSDR.org routes to DreamHost. What I'm hoping is that some settings somewhere got changed, and he's doesn't see an index.html, so he puts up the site not ready page. And because as I recall, that page was a directory, wasn't it?
Yes, it was just a directory listing. So it may be that it's one of those where every once in a while they flip the server, and so somehow the directory listing is not exactly the same as it was before.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's... I know I've seen some notices about PHP upgrades and the like, so we'll see.
It didn't seem like it was, because as far as I can tell, the directory there, and it's just getting everything linked up so that it works.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it. Debugging a bulky computer. Don't do much, get to do much of that.
Like a busman's holiday.
Yeah.
Does anyone know when Phil was planning to get back from his whatever he was doing that was keeping him away?
If I remember right, he said he was going to be gone 3 weeks in July, and that was the last week of June or so when he said that.
Okay, I was just curious. I was thinking of sending him an email one of these days soon.
Well, I wouldn't expect a reply. He said he would have intermittent access email, but was not his priority on vacation.
Nor should it be, I suppose. But I was just, I was thinking I'd wait until I had some reason to think he was back home.
Yep, I understand. It's been, I've been working both on Go code and a little bit on JavaScript. So made some progress, but then hit some other problems on JavaScript.
I'm making slow but deep progress on my little display widget. It's all good, but it's not fast progress.
Yep. Did you get a chance to look at Hendrikshoven presentations there on both OpenHPSDR.org video or on tangerine.sdr.com video?
I was looking through what was on offer, but I got interrupted actually when I intended to watch them the other evening.
Well, there's some good ones. I did enjoy the one, the guy from CERN using Kiwi SDRs to look at propagation and use of over-the-air location detection, given that each receiver is geo-stamped with a GPS as well.
Yeah, that's been an interesting activity that's been going on with that. Interesting capability.
Well, it actually gives you, instead of just doing the geolocation with time difference of arrival, you actually have some ground truthing evidence to compare against. I did find that there are a bunch of out-of-date links in the OpenHPSDR website, so maybe this weekend I'll sit down and try to find those and fix them up. But because I did see on the email list that somebody was trying to find something and it was pointing to the wrong place, and I went to the web page and said, sure enough, it is pointing to the wrong place.
Well, DNS is right, but somehow this page isn't coming up, so okay, we'll have to interesting. All the other ones are hosted PHP 5.6, and this one is PHP 7 for some reason.
Oh, well, we can ask Mike. Mike, have you had any trouble putting, I assume you're still putting recording at the location. Can you see the the listing of the files?
I'm betting he'll be able to. I've probably got to go find where to turn on directory listing in PHP or something.
Yeah, that may be it. So I was trying to answer the guy on the listserv his question, and I wanted to make sure I had the right link, and I went there, and that's how I discovered that it wasn't working. Well, that makes sense that he can upload things, because that's the rest of the site is.
Did anyone see that the entire Galileo satellite GNSS system had a degradation notice today?
No. Do you know anything about it?
Well, I just have a link that someone forwarded to the TimeNuts list earlier this afternoon, and it seems pretty official. I'll post it so anyone can look at it that's interested. I don't know any more about it.
I looked at the space weather. It seemed to be a event recorded at this time.
It would be interesting to know what the, because this is like a, they don't say in any particular area. This almost sounds like a failure of control systems or something, where they're not able to maintain or something.
Yeah, it's because it's they're all service degradation. It's on all satellites except the ones that are actually down.
Yeah, I've looked around the site a bit too, and I haven't found anything that seems to give any further insight about what they're talking about.
Well, watch TimeNuts if anybody out there opines as to what's going on.
They've been pretty chatty lately, but it's mostly about some of the finer points of crystal performance or something. Several different topics, but there's some heated debate.
Pretty amazing what people get heated about over there.
I suppose it's good somebody cares.
No. Very interesting stuff, but oh well. Let's see here. I'm still trying to figure out how to fix this web thing. Okay, this website thing's not going to be quick and obvious, so I think I'm going to have dinner first and then deal with it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your effort.
Yeah, I may not get it till tomorrow. So I think, Mike, you can actually continue to post the stuff up there and actually post the full link in the email. I'll bet people will be able to pull it.
I put a link in here for the GNSS US site, which links to the other internet GPS sites. So if you want to peruse what other sites are saying, you can have all the links in one spot.
Good. I don't think I had that link.